Chapter 8. Heathcliff Returns. During the weeks of Cathy's illness, Edgar's mother often came to visit us. When Cathy was better, Mrs. Linton suggested taking her to Thrushcross Grange. It was Cathy's 17th birthday, and they planned to have a party for her. Hindley thought the change would be good for her, and so did I. Thrushcross Grange, with its quiet atmosphere, had a good effect on Cathy. She became stronger, and on my weekly visits, I was happy to see her with a smile on her face and colour in her cheeks. She enjoyed Edgar's constant attention. He did everything he could to please her. It was clear that Edgar was in love with Cathy and wanted to marry her. One day, I was hanging out the washing at Wuthering Heights while Hareton played beside me. He was a big, strong 5-year-old, and I loved him dearly. Suddenly, Hindley came out of the house.
"Nelly," he said, "I want to talk to you."
"What about?" I asked.
"I want you to go and stay with Cathy at the Grange."
"But why?" I asked in alarm. "What about Hareton? Who will take care of him?"
"Joseph and I," he said. "I don't want any women in the house. He's my son and you'll spoil him too much."
I was very upset. I'd cared for Hareton since he was a baby and I didn't want to leave him. But Hindley was my master and I had to do as he told me. Hareton and I both cried when I left. I promised him that I'd visit him every week. The day I left Wuthering Heights to go and live at the Grange was one of the saddest of my life. Life at Thrushcross Grange was quiet and orderly. Cathy was happy to have me with her again, and I was glad that she never mentioned Heathcliff. She seemed more mature now, and I thought she had made the wise decision to forget him. At this time, there was an epidemic of influenza in the district, and Edgar's parents became ill. After a short time, they both died within days of one another. Edgar was now the master of Thrushcross Grange. On the first day of June 1783, he and Cathy were married in Gimmerton Church. Edgar was 20 years old and Cathy 2 years younger. In all my days, I had never seen a happier-looking couple. After the ceremony, all the local people were invited to the Grange for a wedding feast. This was a happy time for us all, a time of peace and tranquility. But one day, 6 months after the wedding, everything changed. Edgar and Cathy were in the sitting room, and I was preparing the table for tea when one of the servants entered and said, "A man from Gimmerton wants to see you, Mrs. Linton." "Who is he? What does he want?" Cathy asked.
"I don't know," the servant said. "He says he wants to see you, that's all."
"All right, I'm coming," Cathy said. "I'll be back in a moment."
After the ceremony, all the local people were invited to the Grange for a wedding feast. This was a happy time for us all, a time of peace and tranquility. But one day, 6 months after the wedding, everything changed. Edgar and Cathy were in the sitting room, and I was preparing the table for tea when one of the servants entered and said, "A man from Gimmerton wants to see you, Mrs. Linton."
"Who is he? What does he want?" Cathy asked.
"I don't know," the servant said. "He says he wants to see you, that's all."
"All right, I'm coming," Cathy said. "I'll be back in a moment."
About 5 minutes later, she rushed in, her face pink and her eyes shining.
"Edgar, he's back!" she exclaimed. "Heathcliff is back! He's here!"
With these words, she threw her arms round her husband's neck. "Isn't it wonderful?"
"Well, well," Edgar said.
"I wonder what the gypsy wants."
"Edgar," she said, moving away from him. "You mustn't use words like that. You two must be friends now for me. Shall I ask him to come in?"
"Here? Into the sitting room?" Edgar asked.
"Why not?"
In the kitchen, perhaps. Kathy started to laugh.
Then I'll sit with him in the kitchen. Or we'll put two tables here, one for you and Isabella, the other for Heathcliff and me. Oh, Edgar, I'm so happy.
All right, Kathy, Edgar said. Nellie, please go and bring him in. I went into the hall where Heathcliff was waiting. I was very surprised when I saw him. He was a changed man. He was well-dressed, held his head high, and looked like a real gentleman. Hello, Heathcliff, I said.
Hello, Nellie, he answered.
It's good to see you again. You haven't changed a bit.
But you have, Heathcliff. You're looking very well, I said. Come with me.
Edgar, too, was surprised when he saw Heathcliff. He didn't know what to do or say. Heathcliff stood and looked at him, waiting for Edgar to speak. At last Edgar said,
Sit down, sir. My wife wants to welcome you to our home, and what makes her happy always pleases me.
Thank you, answered Heathcliff. I'll be happy to stay for an hour or two. Heathcliff sat opposite Kathy. She kept looking at him as if she couldn't believe her eyes. Suddenly she jumped up, went over to Heathcliff and took his hands in hers.
I must touch you to make sure I'm not dreaming, she said. Heathcliff, you've been silent for 3 years. You are cruel. Did you never think of me?
I have thought of nothing else, Heathcliff said. When I heard you were married, I decided that I had to see you once more. Heathcliff and Kathy were looking at each other with such love that I feared for Edgar.
Are you returning to Gimmerton tonight? I asked as I put a dish of fruit on the table.
No, Heathcliff replied. I'm going to Wuthering Heights. Hindley Earnshaw has invited me to stay there.
Really? I said, unable to hide my surprise. Why did Hindley want to see Heathcliff, I wondered. Those two have hated each other since they were boys. Why had Heathcliff returned?